From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In this segment of the program, the G8 Summit in Glen Eagles, Scotland. We'll hear from inside the meeting in just a minute, but we're going to begin outside, where thousands of protesters gathered today. They demonstrated for more aid for Africa, against war, and against the G8 itself. NPR's Anthony Kuhn sent this report from the Scottish capital, Edinburgh.
From church groups and trade unions to anarchists and agitators, campaigners of many different stripes have descended on Scotland for the G8. While some want to eliminate poverty and war, others want to eliminate the G8. Local media reported that anarchists damaged cars and attacked one Burger King outlet outside Edinburgh, while others blocked roads to Glen Eagles. Police Inspector Derek Reet said this affected planning for today's march.
There were some people who were obstructing the roadways and the infrastructure around Scotland. We've managed to resolve that situation, and as a result, because of that situation, the peaceful march, which is about to commence, was actually cancelled for a while.
As the marchers prepared to set off towards Glen Eagles, David Miller, a spokesman for the organizers, G8 Alternatives, said that demonstrators had come to do more than just pressure the G8 leaders to address poverty.
Pressure doesn't work. They won't listen. They don't listen. There needs to be a wholesale reform of the governmental architecture at the global level and at the national level in G8 countries. It's perfectly apparent that the G8, the eight most powerful nations in the world, shouldn't run the world. The world should be run on democratic lines, and that's the problem all the way through this. It's the lack of democracy.
Early this afternoon, at least 3,000 protesters marched from the nearby village of Auchterarder to the metal fence ringing the summit venue. Some tried to scale the fence and were driven back or arrested by police. Others made their points more gently, including one man in camouflage and clown paint who gave his nom de guerre as General Panic.
We're the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army, here to provide fun, love and laughter to people, as well as providing a cutting critique of the G8.
Clowns, fall in!
Hey, Mr. Policeman! We've come for a peaceful protest.
In Auchterarder, the closest village to the Glen Eagles Hotel, resident Cara Williams and her neighbours watched the demonstrations from the roadside.
But no, I just can't stop watching what's going on. I think it's amazing, especially for somewhere that is so quiet. So
it's quiet, you know.
Rubber head. What's going on next? It's great.
The last of the G8 concerts will be held in Edinburgh tonight, and campaigners and demonstrators plan activities for the rest of the three-day summit. While the protests are smaller and less violent than those at some previous summits, campaigners insist that their voices have now grown too loud for the G8 leaders to ignore. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Edinburgh, Scotland.